Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Happy Friday and welcome to the HG Special Radio Land, where the Holy Ghost is the administrator and primary director. We are honored to be a part of Christ the King Radio, where they are committed to bringing light where darkness dwells. So set your favorites and listen to Christ the King Radio 24/7. You'll be blessed by many of God's ambassadors and some great wholesome music. Christ the King website is worldmediaministries.org. And our radio station is ctkradio.org. Woo! Make some noise, everybody. We are on. We are so excited. This month is I Am Music. And I have such a fabulous guest all up in this, her studio. But the HG Special is a place where it's real talk and it's real people serving a real God. So you're going to hear all different types of genre of music. We're going to learn a little bit about what music does, what its purpose is along the way, a little bit here and there, so that you can even have a greater appreciation. And it'll help you decide what music goes inside of your soul and what music you need to stay away from. So we are going to introduce today my niece, Yael Matthews. Woo, woo, woo. Well, oh, we're pretty free around here too, so you can.
Oh, okay.
Be yourself.
I can work with that.
Yeah,
okay.
You can interject and whatever. And we have my brother. He's like 10 feet tall. Her daddy, Greg Matthews. Say something. Say hey.
What's up?
See, that's him in the background, looking like a tall kid. She is a member of the Colorado Christian Fellowship. And Yael would like you to know that she loves to sing, and she's been singing since she was 2. Mm-hmm. She has a YouTube channel.
I do.
She's in college.
I do.
So what's your YouTube channel?
It's called Music in My Mic. So if you would search that on YouTube, just put it in the search and just put in Music in My Mic. And it's all bunched together, and each word is capitalized.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're in college. What college do you go to?
I go to Colorado State University.
You like it?
Yeah, I love it up there. I love Fort Collins. The area is great. The music vibe up there is really cool, too.
And that's good.
I've met some pretty amazing people up there.
Good.
Yeah.
What are you majoring in college?
Sociology.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. That's my niece. So, Greg, I know you didn't plan for this, but I did. So I want you to come take this seat. Yes. This is a very free program. Isn't it, Clarence?
It sure is.
It's led by the Holy Spirit.
You never know what's going to happen up in here.
You never know what's going to happen up in here. So would you put these headphones on for me?
Okay.
And go ahead and test out your mic. I wish y'all could see his face.
He looks so scared.
You can say testing. You can say good morning.
Good morning, Colorado.
See? No, you don't have a radio voice. You can laugh out loud, too.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to hold his laugh.
It's just conversation. That's all it is. It's just conversation.
That's it. I'm going to tell everything. Okay. Greg, I thought it would be befitting that I talk to you about your gift. God has blessed you with a precious gift.
Yeah, I can't explain it.
Yeah. Aww. So just tell me what it was like watching Yael grow up.
It was a spiritual experience, and all I can do was sit back and encourage her. I couldn't stop anything. It's just like a flood.
Right.
You can't stop the flood.
Mm-hmm. When did you recognize her multiple talent? Because she can do more than sing.
Yes. Yeah. When she started walking and she would go outside and gather up all her little 2-, 3-, 4-year-old friends, and they would just entertain.
Wow.
And how could you, other than just enjoy it, you can't stop it.
Right.
That's awesome. I just embraced the moment and just knew it was going to grow. Didn't know into what, but now I see what is, you know, manifested into today.
Yes.
And I still can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Except enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
And be like, that's my baby.
That's right.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I cry sometimes, but it's okay.
Oh.
Joy.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah. I can see that she lights you completely up.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. So tell me a fun moment that has occurred. I'm sure you have many.
Mm-hmm.
But what's a fun moment that's occurred in your life? And even if you need to think about it. In being her dad.
When she was a little girl, we would watch her favorite, you know, little cartoons or what have you. And she would make me lay on the floor. She would lay on the couch and she would roll off of the couch onto my chest repeatedly over and over and over. And I would want to get up and it was, you know, it's not comfortable.
Right.
Her dad, lay here.
Wow.
I had to, and, you know, just keep enduring the pain.
Right. Oh, that is
adorable. That was, you know, that's one thing that comes to my mind immediately.
I think you should try that at home when you get home today.
Yeah, we could do that again.
No.
I'm a little bit bigger, but.
Cushions up under you, and then what? You lay on top of the cushion, and then she rolls off.
Last year, she had me stand and say, Dad, don't move. Just hold your hands out. And she ran at me and just jumped. And I'm supposed to catch her.
That was fun.
Really?
He did catch me.
Right.
He did
who
catch me.
Who does that?
You're as tall as a ladder. Come
yeah,
on,
but
dude.
Who does that?
Yael. She's your daughter.
Oh, my God.
She's your daughter. Well, just sit here with us, okay?
Okay. I'm going to enjoy the moment.
All right. Thank you. I just want to share a few little things about music. I looked up the definition of music.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dictionary from 1828. They reproduced Noah Webster's dictionary.
Yeah.
And they did it word for word. And some people know and some people don't, but Noah Webster was a Christian.
Oh, wow.
And during the time that he would write the dictionaries, even as time went on,
mm-hmm.
he had scriptures that went with certain words that he gave definitions to.
That's really
so
cool.
So that's a book worth investing in. I got it from ChristianBooks.com. That's a little plug for $60. It's a great investment.
Okay.
Anyway, so music is a melody or a harmony. It's any succession of sounds so modulated as to please the ear, or any combination of simultaneous sounds in accordance or harmony. So music can be vocal or instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
And we know music can make us feel all kinds of emotions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They tell you if you're sad or depressed, you don't listen to the blues because you're going to be more sad and more depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Certain country music, somebody running away with the dog done left and this one over here and this one over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many genres of music.
Yeah.
And even Christians tend to, the real like rigid Christians tend to want to just keep people inside one box. But there's so many avenues of music. I love jazz.
Oh, me too.
I like Christian jazz. I like jazz, period. Mm-hmm. I like the old back in the day jazz.
Same here. Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes.
All that.
It is so phenomenal. And I think it has such a rich and just wholesome sound to it.
Oh, yeah. Big time. So much vocals in it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So tell us what types of music you like.
Well, I love like old school R&B, neo soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the stuff that I really vibe to. That's it's amazing to me, the different dynamics within the sound. And if you really listen to just how stuff is produced, you can hear different chord progressions with random little sounds that just come chiming in. And it's absolutely amazing just how it's produced. Like, I love Music Soul Child. Mm-hmm. I actually met him. And yeah, it was amazing.
Oh.
He's a very nice guy. Very nice guy.
All right.
But that's just the stuff I grew up on. Like, mm-hmm. I remember being picked up from elementary school by my dad, and he'd be playing that stuff. And it'd be either Music Soul Child playing or like Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just stuff I listened to. And I just love that stuff. And then I started to pay attention to what my mom listened to as I was growing up. Because on Sunday mornings, she'd clean and cook breakfast and stuff and have the music playing so loud. So I would literally wake up to music and I'd hear stuff like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then, you know, all the way to Jill Scott. And so that's just the stuff I grew up on, and I absolutely love it. And then I started to follow that taste, and then Adele came out. And
I like her.
I've just fallen in love with Adele. For my 16th birthday, my parents took me all the way to Utah. Yeah.
Go, Daddy-o.
Thanks, Dad. And Mom. Yeah, they took me out there, and I watched her. And I remember thinking, like, this woman is just so talented. Mm-hmm. And I really realized when I saw her on stage that that was what I wanted to do. Because it's a natural thing for me.
Right.
Ever since I was little, it's the only thing that I've ever been able to see myself doing. So I don't worry about it because I follow my faith, and I know that I've been praying on this since I was probably like 5 years old, mm-hmm. saying, you know, God, just lead me there, lead me there, lead me there. And now I'm here, and this is a big step.
Yes.
Too. So I'm just like, okay, I know I'm going to get there. If I just continue to walk by faith, stay with God, and, you know, sing through him, mm-hmm. I can go very far. Mm-hmm. And I just have to, you know, believe in myself and trust in him, because he's given me a word, and I trust in that word because God sticks to his word.
That's right.
So, yeah. That's my awesome. Music inspiration. Yeah.
So what influence, and you guys, she is going to sing. You know how when you cook a meal and you might be cooking the favorite meal and there's that one dish that everybody absolutely loves, mm-hmm. and you had them holding out for it because you want to build up their appetite. That's what I'm doing with her singing. She is going to sing, but she's not singing in this first segment.
Oh, gosh.
We got 2 minutes before we take a break. So just how did music influence you? What influence does it play in your life?
A big influence. It really is an emotional influence. Because I go to music, I write about my life. I have so many songs that I have yet to, you know, put together. And they're just sitting down in a notebook. But music is really an emotional influence for me. When I'm upset, I'll listen to something like that'll pick me up. Like if I'm feeling really down or feeling like low in my spirit, I'll listen to Hillsong United. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if I just feel like vibing to something like, you know, groovy or, you know, some funk to it, I'll put on some Jill Scott or something. It's just an emotional thing for me. It's an outlet. So that's really the biggest influence that it has for me. And I use it to just express myself, mm-hmm. big time. It's a big expression because I don't know where I'd be without music.
Right.
I relate to music, other people's lyrics, and it's a big inspiration for me. It's kind of what motivates me. Like even when I walk to class, I got to have my music on. Mm-hmm. One time I was late to class by like 15 minutes because I got there and I was like, oh no, I don't have my headphones. So I turned around, I got my headphones, and I walked back. I constantly need it. It's something that I need either to fall asleep, to wake up to, you know, get ready to. It's a big influence for me. It's my outlet.
So you are a great example of our theme. I am music. Mm-hmm. When people ask, who are you? That's a part of who you are.
Big part. A huge part.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I had a question and I forgot.
No worries.
How
about a break?
Okay. Okay. We'll go on a break. So, hey, we'll be right back. You are listening to the HG Special on ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355. 1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to the HG Special. It is amazing the things that happen when you're off air. that you just always can't just come right back in and be like, hey. So we have with us today the awesome Yael Matthews. Mm-hmm. She is a singer. She is an artist. She's a beautifully made creation.
Thank you. Thank you.
She has a sweet spirit. She's my niece and she can sing. So when I was preparing for I Am Music, the Holy Spirit told me to look up the word infiltrate. So the definition of infiltrate means to enter by penetrating the pore. Music infiltrates the soul. It penetrates internally.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that use music to commit crimes, actually. They use it in a bad manner. And they have done studies on it when people were either going to rob someone or... it was a gang initiation type thing and they either had to go shoot or stab. Something. They would play that hard metal rock or something just really like
real rough.
Yeah. Makes your nerves stand on end
so
that they could follow through on the act.
Wow.
Well, on the opposite spectrum of that, when we need to gear our minds to what we need to do.
Yeah.
When we need to even calm some things. Down classical music. I love it.
Yeah.
It is very relaxing. Mm-hmm. They even now have made all these, what's it called? Like mood music.
Yeah. They have that stuff on Spotify. They'll be like, you can, you know, go to music and then pick your mood and then it'll be like, oh, like coffee house mood or something. Right. You know, you're just sitting down in a coffee house or like, they even have one for people who are like nighttime people. Mm-hmm. If you just want to stay up and just listen to music. And that's the one I tend to listen to. And it's just really calm. You hear all sorts of different stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now tell me how, I always call myself one of God's jokes because I know how to sing, but I know nothing about music.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, are you laughing at me, Greg? Greg just laughed. I just wanted Radioland to know that. He did a silent laugh. How, I heard you saying earlier the different chords and the sounds that you hear. How do you hear the sound within the sound?
Well, actually, I didn't used to do that. I met my best friend, Terry, and he produces stuff in his home studio. And he'd listen to stuff and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, how can you hear that? I normally just hear the music.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really take the time to just like dig deep into it and pay attention to one sound, you can hear the patterns and then you could see how it correlates with something else, another sound that's in there, because it's really just a bunch of layers of different sounds and it's absolutely amazing. So I like to listen to stuff that just almost sounds backwards and it just has a bunch to it and you're just like, whoa, this is cool. And there you hear this over there or you hear that and it's just like, wow. So to really listen to that stuff, you got to take your time. You got to put some good headphones on and then pick a particular sound and just be like, okay, I'm going to pay attention to this. I'm going to learn the pattern to this and then learn the progressions and the dynamics within it. And you really can hear how stuff is produced.
That is so phenomenal to me. So you trained yourself.
Yeah.
And to really get into the grooves of it. Mm-hmm. There's some times when we're listening to, shout out to Harold Rapp. He is such a phenomenal saxophone player. So we have one of his CDs.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be playing it and I'll say, Genesis, tell me the sounds that you hear because this is all I hear. And she'll say, well, yeah, I hear all of those, but I hear like a real faint cymbal sound.
Yeah, it's the little stuff in the back.
Yeah,
it is.
And what's these called?
I'm not sure.
Little cymbal things that you put on your fingers?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that what they're called? Little cymbals.
Thimbles?
She'll hear those and... some of the shaking, I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the things that are like.
Yes. And it can be very faint. Now, mind you.
And it all supports each other.
Yeah. It's a CD in the car, not we have on headphones.
Oh, she's got a good
ear.
So
she's hearing all this. Girl, we going on the road, make some money. Hey. All right. So you ready to sing a song for us?
Sure, definitely.
All right. Tell us about this song.
This song is Oceans by Hillsong United. And this song got me through a very rough year in my life. It's all about taking your faith to the next level, telling God to lead you in places you don't even know, or when you're in a place where you're just like, okay, God, where am I at? What am I doing? What are you doing? And then you have to realize everything is by faith. And I remember I picked a particular day of the year where I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to walk just by faith. And that is it. And I've been doing that since that day. And it was in like May or something of this year. And that song really just resonated with me. When I felt like my spirit was being attacked, I listened to that. When I felt down, I listened to that. When after my grandmother passed away, I really like wanted her, because it was just the thought of always knowing that she was there. And then suddenly she wasn't. And so I needed this song to just really connect to my spirit and, you know, like accept the fact that, yes, my grandmother is gone, but she's now here in spirit.
Amen. That's good.
Yeah. So that's what that song does for me.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All righty. Let's get that started.
And you are getting ready to listen to Yayo Matthews.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours.
Yes, God.
And you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters, your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed and you won't start now. So I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours.
Yes.
And you are mine. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me, and take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. And take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. above the waves. My soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine. Oh, you are mine.
And we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
She was singing Oceans, because I'm telling you, I could feel the sweetness of God's glory in that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the anointing, Yael, that's on your life, you cannot afford to compromise it.
Yeah.
You cannot afford to pimp it out.
Yeah.
You cannot afford to prostitute it.
Mm-mm.
And when you determine that the arena that you may be in or the environment that you may be in, and hear this, that means no fruit, you have to remove yourself. I'm learning that it's all right if somebody uses me.
Mm-hmm.
even if they think they're using you or me or anyone mm-hmm. for their personal gain,
yeah.
they cannot combat the glory that's on your life. Mm-hmm. God knows how to take that funky situation
yeah.
and make it his glory.
Oh, yeah.
So even when it looks like, oh, they're just wanting me because I know how to sing. Mm-hmm. All right, then, God, you show up yep. and do you. Mm-hmm. I remember when I competed in Give Me the Mic that happened, I don't know, some 12 years ago when UPN 20 used to be a TV station. And I competed mm-hmm. and I made it to the finals.
Oh, wow.
They did it in a bar setting.
Oh, cool.
But I dressed like I was running on the Emmys, getting ready to sing there.
That is
amazing.
And
they're looking, they're like, you know,
what is this girl
doing? Yeah, because I'm first class. What? And I sung, I Know I've Been Changed.
Ooh, that's a good song.
People had all their drinks, smoking their cigarettes, including one of the judges. When it was all said and done, there were people that came up later and they were like, I was drunk and I became sober when you opened your mouth. Mm. We are created to be thermostats, not thermometers.
Yep.
So when you even look at a situation and it may not look like, mm-hmm. oh, God, how are you going to get the glory out of this? I'm just an instrument. Play me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
How many minutes we got? Because it's something I want to do, but I want to do the full before you raise that thing. Oh, yay. Do you want to sing another song?
If you'd like me to.
I do.
I'm getting the stuff all set up. This one's a cappella.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So going back to Adele, she's my favorite singer. And this is a song of hers, a newer one. It got like leaked or something like that. Sorry. I feel bad for her about that. But it's called Never Gonna Leave You. And it's just a pretty, pretty song. Mm-hmm. So I really like it.
Okay.
All right. Oops. I know sometimes you're scared of the light. But how will you ever know if you never try? There's something new inside my heart, and it cries like a child whenever we're apart. I've seen your face under every sky. I find the less I look, the more I find. So let's go back there, back to the start. Swear I'm never gonna leave you. You're the only one I want. Let's go back there, back to the start. 'Cause I'm never gonna leave you. You're the only one I want. You know sometimes that I'm scared of the dark, but I'm feeling so brave when I'm in your arms. You said my name in the dirt of glory. You hold me upright when I'm sure I'm falling. So let's go back there, back to the start. Swear I'm never gonna leave you, 'cause you're the only one I want. Let's go back there, back to the start. Swear I'm never gonna leave you, 'cause you're the only one I want. There will be times when we'll try and give it up, bursting at the seams. No doubt that we'll almost fall apart and burn to pieces. And we'll watch them turn to dust, but without each other, nothing to season us. So let's go back there, back to the start. Swear I'm never gonna leave you, 'cause you're the only one I want. Let's go back there, back to the start. Swear I'm never gonna leave you, 'cause you're the only one I want. You're the only one. Never gonna leave you. No, I'm never gonna leave you. No. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome.
Awesome.
She did it sitting down. You know?
Didn't even look like she was struggling to breathe.
Yeah. So
this
that's
is that. Awesome.
Thank you.
You are listening to the HG Special. And this month we are hosting or having our theme of I Am Music and what the importance of music is and how it makes a difference in your life. And even though that song, it's probably a love song.
Yeah.
But it's such a wholesome song. Mm-hmm. They weren't bumping and grinding. They weren't flipping. It wasn't licking up something and down the other one.
Yeah.
And yet down it was, for what?
Huh? You know, that was a rich, wholesome song. Mm-hmm. And even though she may, I don't know, she may have been singing it to a fella, but all while you were singing it, all I could see was God.
Yeah, that's the one thing I thought about this song. Like when the lyrics say, "No, I'm never going to leave you." Mm-hmm. Like God would never leave us.
Never.
And he, you know, he wants our hearts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, why not? But
right.
But yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I like that song. It's really simple and it's a loving song. And I feel like a lot of love songs, they talk about how much you can love a person. Mm-hmm. But in a way, those songs are also, it's some of them kind of give an idea of how much God loves us in a way. Because it's really hard to love somebody with all of yourself, but we know for sure that God loves us with all of himself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a love song could definitely be turned into a Christian song.
Yeah. So there was one part of the song, I see you under every sky. Is that what she said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How God literally, he can see us under every sky, but we can see him under every sky. Because the Bible says the earth is full of his glory.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
There's no mistaking, even people that want to profess that they don't believe in God or that God is not real. There are so many stories of people that set out to prove that even Jesus didn't exist or he wasn't crucified.
Yeah.
And at the end of their search, salvation awaited them.
Yeah. I've seen some of that too, where they're like, well, I just ended up realizing I needed God. It's like, we all do. We definitely all do. And we definitely find God at different points in our life. Every one of us is different. I found God when I was 13 years old, when a friend of mine brought me to my church. And it was kind of funny because I wanted to sleep over at her house. And her mom said, well, on one condition, you could sleep over if you go to church with us in the morning. And I remember I wanted to sleep over so bad. So I was like, okay. And I like hadn't actually gone to church before. Like I had been to a few here and there, but I remember sitting there thinking, when is this over? Why is it so hot in this place? And then thinking like, is there a fan somewhere? And then what I can remember, I was so excited because I went to this church and I heard a woman named Shelley Lindsay singing. And I was who is she? I want to meet her. So I got a couple of lessons from her. But I also remember being extremely excited because I got home and I was like, Dad, I know we've been searching for a church. I was like, Mom, I found one. This is the one. I feel it. And I was like, there's air conditioning. And then there's a lot more came with that air conditioning. A
lot more comes with that air conditioning.
We've been at that church since that day.
Look at there.
I forced them to come that next Sunday.
A 13-year-old. Little girl
will lead the way.
Drove us, but guided us to that church.
Yeah.
And we've been there since that day.
Yeah. Look at there. And look how you've grown.
Yes.
By leaps and bounds.
We are all in perfection. By God.
He went from knucklehead to just knuckle. God is good.
Just knuckle.
So I'm gonna be knuckle for the rest of my life then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not going to take all the crazy out of you.
But yeah, I've been at that church since then.
That's good. That is awesome. God has a predestined path for us.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the only one that we can trust.
Big time.
To lead us down that journey and the destination that he has for us, which is why when you kept saying that you're seeing God do what God is doing in her life and there's nothing you can do about it, that is powerful, Greg, because as parents, there are times when we get into stuff, even as parents, that we don't even need to put our hands in. Mm-hmm. So even though it may be difficult, sometimes you might want to be like, oh, no, wait, you're letting God do God in your daughter. Mm-hmm. He has no choice but to blow you up in the middle of it.
It's my mind wants me to get in the way, but my spirit won't let me.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. That is awesome.
Yeah, because you know, I know my daughter's going to be gone someday. She's going to be off doing her own thing. And I want to keep her right here.
Right.
But I can't.
Right. You're letting
There's
her fly.
More powerful. She's in perfection.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's funny, like, you guys see it differently than I do. Because, like, I'm just like, what's going on? What's happening? I'm like, okay, yeah, here comes this opportunity. I'm like, oh, wait, God did that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know what to expect, so I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you just watch. Within this next year, so today is what, November 7th?
Mm-hmm.
November 7th.
Next year?
365 days. You're going to be saying a whole lot of, God did that.
Yeah.
God did that.
Yeah.
God did that. You watch. It's coming. You're going to have many testimonies. And you've been placed in the earth to bless a whole lot of lives. So when we come back, we're going to play a music game.
Okay. Cool.
So I'm going to give you a word.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to sing a line of what that emotion would be, okay?
Okay.
So you are listening to the HG Special on ctkradio.org, and we will be right back.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to the HG Special, where our theme this month is I Am Music. And we are working on having some great people in the studio so that you can enjoy all different types of voices. Music is not a competition.
Mm-mm.
I don't care how many people try to put people up against each other. If we will learn to enjoy everyone's gift.
That's true.
And everyone's sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people compare it to a lot of different artists. And like, I remember Jill Scott saying, somebody compared it to some singer, I can't remember. And she was like, no. She was like, I think they compared it to Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, she was like, no, Erykah Badu is Erykah Badu.
That's right.
I am Jill Scott. Because somebody was like, oh, are you nervous to go after her on concert? Like, this is the Erykah Badu. And she's like, I know who she is, but I know who I am.
Right.
And that's the same mindset that I want to have.
That's good.
But it's so important to remember, you got to stay humble, because there is a thin line between being like, oh, I know who I am, and being like, I know who I am, and I know who gave me this gift.
That's right. That's right. And it's all right to be confident.
Oh, yeah.
And to the natural eye, confidence will look like cockiness.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see in the spirit,
yeah,
the Lord designed us to. Dominion is not a punk.
Mm-mm.
Dominion is not a wimp.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk in the dominion that God has given me, if you over here trying to be jealous and you over here trying to be in a bad attitude, say that again. Would you say?
Hating.
Then you're going to be, oh, she's so full of herself. She thinks it, da, da, da. Okay, well, whatever you think. Mm-hmm. But I'm going over here and achieve my purpose.
Yeah, that's what my dad taught me a long time ago. Those people are going to think whatever it is they want to think. And their thoughts will change like light switches on and off, on and off. But it's my thoughts and myself that matter the most. And as long as God is satisfied and I'm satisfied, I'm okay.
That's it.
Because they're going to be in that same corner. I'm be going from here to there and this and doing all this and that. And so
that's it.
Yeah.
Right on. Amen. Greg, you having a good... Greg is making all these kind of moves.
Fist pumps.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Yeah. Fist pumps.
She said, my dad talked me a long time ago. And I said, yes.
Uh-oh. That was a proud parent moment.
Proud daddy moment.
All right, then. So we're going to play a music game.
All right. All right.
You know, they usually play a game, like say the first thing that comes to your mind when they say a word. So I'm going to give you an emotion. Mm-hmm. And whatever song comes to your head, just sing a line of that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's give it a shot. It might take me a minute. I got to like think
that's
of
all
one.
All right. We'll make the sound. Dun, 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 dun. No, I don't
oh,
like that
no,
one.
That would freak me out.
Okay. There you go. So, okay.
Oh, no.
So whenever I point to either one of you, make your sound. Okay. If she's having trouble, you ready?
No.
All mics ready.
Oh gosh.
I'm not ready.
Brokenness.
Brokenness. Oh, the one I just sang. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders.
That one. I like it. Ah, see?
Yeah.
So you get what we're going
to
do?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah. That song came to mind because I remember when I was in a broken time, I was like, okay, Lord, take me by faith.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome. Joy.
Cause I'm happy, clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy.
Keep going. I like that one. Do you know more of that song?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, sing a little bit more. I like that song.
Okay. Oh,
geez, start over.
Okay. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy, clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Hey, hey.
I knew that was going to awesome. Happen.
He yeah. couldn't contain
it. He loves that song. He loves it so much.
Okay, let's pause a second. Just okay. briefly, let's talk about that song. Like a room without a roof.
Yeah. Yes. Like a room without a roof.
And what's the other part? The doesn't say something like, about the walls?
Oh, I don't know.
No,
I know
okay,
it says
so a room without a roof.
Uh-huh.
So that means I'm taking the limits off. Mm-hmm. I'm not confining myself to a certain thing.
Yeah, you're not putting yourself in a box.
Yeah. That is a full, that's a prophetic song to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Limitless opportunities.
Yeah, because, and plus you are prophesying to yourself, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. It could be a whole lot of things going
on. Yeah, happiness is your choice.
That's it. It is a choice. Even love is a choice.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not based on a light switch. Mm-mm. When my daughter was little, she made me mad about something. I was like, I am so mad at you right now. I don't even want to talk to you. And she comes back. She's like, well, does that mean you don't love me anymore? No. It means I'm mad at you. Mm-hmm. And even since now, her being a teenager, it just happened recently. She's like, do you still love me? Yes. I just don't want to talk to you. That's all.
My mom's done that before,
you know,
too. She'd be like, get away.
Right.
Get away.
I don't turn the love on and off.
Sorry,
I'm
Mom.
Not about to pack your bags and kick you out. I just don't want to talk
Bye.
To you. Right. And we get confused in a lot of those things. But yeah. that song, that's a very prophetic song. I'm yeah. in a room without a roof.
Oh, yeah. Pharrell Williams. Oof.
Yeah.
He's a music man.
Yeah. He's talented.
His, oh,
so
gosh.
I pray you get to meet him.
I actually, you want to hear that story?
Okay.
I was at the Cherry Creek Mall and I got my first cell phone or my second cell phone, I think it was. And it was this pink little flip phone thing. But anyway, I was at Cherry Creek Mall with my mom and he was having a concert in Denver and I had just figured out who he was and I did like, you know, I liked him and everything. And I'm just walking and I'm walking and texting at the same time. Worst mistake you can make. And next thing you know, I ram into some man and I was like, oh, sorry. And kept walking. My mom has never shoved me in a corner so fast. She goes, do you realize who you just ran into? And I was like, what? Who was that? She goes, that was Pharrell Williams.
Oh.
And I look back and he's just laughing. And I was like, I'm sorry. So I've rammed into him at the mall. And then I went into the Tiffany store because I love jewelry. And I was like, one day I'll be able to buy this. And he was in there. Just looking at stuff, and I was just staring at him. And I think I creeped him out because he left. And I was like, oh, no.
Well, then this time when you meet him, you'll be ready.
Yeah. I'll be like, hi, I'm
Right. Right. Be like, did you want my autograph? I'm going somewhere.
Do you know she always meets the musicians that she desires? Music Soul Child.
Would that be a God moment?
Always.
Oh.
Yeah, I met Anthony David yesterday.
Oh, is God doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Him and I had a conversation. He was like, hey, I like your shoes. And I was like, thank you. And then we started talking about guitar. And he was like, yeah, just play the guitar. He told me he learned some stuff off of YouTube. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm having a casual conversation with Anthony David.
Yeah, get used to it. No, really.
Really?
Get used to it. You can practice with your dad. He'll help you.
Okay. He can pretend to be Vanilla Ice.
You know, they're... Oh.
That was my next moment, yeah.
Okay, what about Confused? What comes to mind?
Confused. When I'm feeling confused.
Yeah, you don't know which direction to go in. I don't know what to do.
Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring.
Keep going.
My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. That one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
She's playing this game really well. You're the guinea pig of this game. Peace.
Ooh, peace. Wow, I don't know. For peace? When I'm feeling at peace. Let's come back to that one. Okay. Let's come back to that one.
Solitude.
Okay, wait. What does that mean?
alone. And even one.
Oh, okay.
But not necessarily loneliness.
Like lonely? Okay.
But there is a, there's an isolation kind of. Mm-hmm. That's the way I mean it.
Oh, okay. For that one, I think of Jill Scott's song, Hear My Call. Oh God, please hear my call. I am afraid for me. I think of that one.
Ah, she is so cool. We're related. Did you know that?
And what was the, that might go with the last one too. Peace. No, wait, that wouldn't go with peace because if you're afraid and right. You're calling for God. No. I don't know.
Oh, that's all right.
Maybe one song that's like, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above within. Yep. Our God is an awesome God. Yeah, when I'm feeling at peace, I'm celebrating God.
Yes, that is good.
That one came to my mind.
You got a song, Greg?
No.
Oh, you look like you wanted to sing.
No. I'm just enjoying this.
Yep.
All right, the last one. This one just popped in my head.
Okay.
I know God is going to do it.
Ooh. I can think of the word. The word glory comes to my mind.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Make something up.
Glory. I don't know. Just
got a little soul in there.
Huh?
She's got some soul in there.
She
somewhere.
Does. Just make something up.
Okay.
Here, you want me to turn to a scripture?
Sure, yeah. Let's try that. And we could just sing a random scripture.
All right. So, Greg, sing while I find a scripture.
No.
No. Clarence. Okay. Ooh. Oh. Okay. Ooh, I know. Here, just do Psalms 91. Just in like 30 seconds.
Okay. Where's that?
Down.
Psalms 31?
Right, Psalms 91. I'm sorry.
Oh, 91?
Yep. He that dwelleth in the secret place.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yeah! That's my niece. Give
that's
me some,
what I
Greg.
Came up with.
How do you just pull that out your pocket like that?
How do you pull
how
that
do you
out?
Do
I'm
that?
Actually asking
that
myself that same question. I don't even know.
That's God. Why I raised
actually,
my
I do
hand,
know, but I don't know.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. God is
I
great.
Cannot understand that. God I'm just letting great. You know. I get it, girl. Yeah. You understand it.
God is music.
Yes. Oh,
he
that's
created.
Absolutely true. Yes.
Now, he tripped out and wanted to be God, but God created music. He knew what he was doing when he was doing it.
God
so
is,
you,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Music is a communication.
Yeah.
It's a communication
it
with God. Because, like, when I need to speak to God, I sing to him.
Yeah.
I'll sing what I have to say or I'll write about it and be like, okay, Lord, let me sing this out.
Yes.
It's how I work with him. It's my makeup of who I am.
That's it.
That's what music is to me.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yael, I was so honored to have you
as my first
guest of I Am Music.
Thank you.
You guys have been listening to the HG special on ctkradio.org. If you would like to be a sponsor, you can email me at the HG, H is for Holy, G is for Ghost, special at yahoo.com. Also, just be in anticipation of listening to the different artists that God has planned. I'm hoping to book one just on the spur of the moment for the 21st, but we have someone coming next week by Ansharia James. She will be here with us if the Lord says the same on next Friday. We've been tickled to have Daddy Greg up in the studio.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, baby girl.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mom. I love you.
Yes. Hey, Velkis. Love you, sis. We have an awesome audio engineer. Is that right? Did I say it right?
You got it right.
Clarence Lee, who is getting ready to launch Stand Up Colorado. He's about to do some phenomenal things because he's a man of many talents and he has mastered them. You hear me? He got a whole lot of skills and he got it flat going on. So thank you for tuning in to the HG special. Be blessed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious. I'll see you next Friday. Bye.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.